Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We are back with another episode of Smitty Sports Talk. I'm here just to talk about this Eagles-Niners game, man. Honestly, the Eagles did take a loss in this game, 17-11. It wasn't very exciting. The defense really showed out for the Eagles, and defense overall showed out for both teams. So there wasn't really too much to talk about in the excitement factor of this game. But I do have to tell you, the Eagles in the first quarter were very exciting. There's some things to take away there, and we will talk about it. We're going to talk about those things in that first quarter that there were to take away. And I hope everybody doesn't feel bad about this team, because coming into this game, coming into the season when the Eagles fired Doug Peterson and they're going to sign a new head coach. They do some interviewing. They come out with Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni, a very big influence to wide receivers. He was a wide receivers coach before he became an offensive coordinator in Indianapolis. Now gets a head coaching job with the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's very energetic, very high energy, and he seems excited to be there and to work with fundamentals. He's like a good football guy, a big football guy that loves playing ball, as his words would say. He's going to have flaws. It's his first time ever coaching a football team, and this is a very good defense you go up against. The 49ers are no joke. Injuries are not. That front four for the 49ers is elite. It's elite. So it's nothing to hang your head on a game like this where the Eagles don't really have anything going for them, and the 49ers really don't have anything going for them. So it's something to take away, is that they competed. That's at the end of the day, that's what you want every single week from your team. They competed at a decently high level against a good team. That's a little banged up, obviously. It's a little banged up, but they're a good team, and everyone should take some pride that they played pretty decent against a good team for where they are and what they're supposed to be as a new team here. Not really, I shouldn't say new team, but a young, very young team, an unexperienced team. A team that has a lot to prove, and we have to. It's the beginning of the year. You have to find, you know, where they're at, engage them. We all knew they're not going to be top of the top. We just hope they can show some improvements from game to game, and I think we saw some improvements, especially on the defensive end, not so much the offensive end. But we'll get into that. So, excuse me. Let's get into that. Let's get into the first quarter of this ball game. I want to do point out before we talk about anything the Eagles did that the 49ers front four, again, very elite, did control Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders really didn't get anything going. Early, like very early, they started giving him the ball in, outside the tackle, little screens, little quick outs. And that got him going a little bit. But as for the run game, it really didn't evolve as we should hope against this team. But that's okay. That's okay. I don't think Miles Sanders had a bad game. I don't think the offensive line had a bad game. They also got a little banged up. Brandon Brooks went out with an injury to his shoulder. And he was a little bit sore and banged up. So, you know, it's tough because we got him for about a little bit over a quarter, and he had to be taken out of that game along with Brandon Graham, but we'll get to that later on the defensive end. So we had – who was it that came in for him? Landon Dickerson, that's right. Landon Dickerson came in and slid into the right guard position. He had a little bit of trouble. Again, his first game as well, but he had a little bit of trouble at right guard. But let's forget about all that. Forget about all the injury stuff. Let's get into the game, all right? So, like I said, the 49ers really controlled Miles Sanders and the Eagles' running game as a whole in the first quarter. They didn't really get anything going. A little bit here and there, but nothing much at all. The Eagles' defense played well. They played energetic. They played with passion. They played ready to go in that first quarter. The Niners had nothing. They didn't gain. I don't think they gained a first down the entire quarter. They didn't have anything. The front four of the Eagles played very good. Very good, all of them. Ridgeway had a sack or a couple pressures that forced some bad throws from Jimmy Garoppolo. And Jimmy Garoppolo didn't play a great game. But a lot of that has to do with the play of the Eagles' front. And they did play very well in that first quarter. They played pretty good overall the entire game. Obviously, they made some adjustments, as the Niners made some adjustments earlier or later in the game to kind of subside their impact. But again, they played well, and I'm very excited that they did play well. Let's see here. We got in. Okay, so in this first quarter, the Eagles go up and get a field goal. They go down the field handily. They move in the ball. Jalen Hurts making good passes. We'll get to Jalen Hurts later in a minute as well. And they settle for a field goal. I don't have any complaints about the first quarter offensively, really. It's more the second quarter where everything kind of, you know, runs out and everything kind of, the momentum swings a little bit. So we'll get into that right away here. In the second quarter, we're going to go into the play with Jalen Hurts. Okay, I'm sure everyone who has watched the game saw the play with Jalen Hurts. It was a ball on the 49ers side of the field. Jalen Hurts threw a very nice pass. And I think I said Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts threw a nice pass down the sideline, about a 40-yard pass that Jalen Hurts caught at the one-yard line, fell to the end zone for a touchdown originally. The crowd was ecstatic. Everyone was pumped. Cheers were flying. We had the Eagles chant coming out. Everything was going well for the Birds. It would have put up 10-0. Well, 9-0 at least. Jalen Hurts stepped out of bounds. He stepped out of bounds right around the 10-yard line where he was running on the outside, hashes right near the sideline, and the cornerback kind of just shaded him out like a good cornerback should, even though that's a rookie corner. That's a very veteran play, and kind of just stayed in front of him and had him beat because he knew if the only way he gets over the top is he runs around him and goes out of bounds. So it was a good play on the corner, but Jalen Reagor, you have to be better than that. Yeah, maybe there was a little bit of a shove, but either way, Jalen Reagor can't win on the outside and expect to be explosive running on the outside hash marks right against the sideline, especially with a defender directly in front of you. You got to get in. You got to get in. Beat him on the inside. Or if you're going to beat him on the outside, beat him early off the point of attack. You don't want to be running outside on diagonally towards the out of bounds. That isn't going to help you. And it didn't. It hurt them. It hurt the Eagles. It was a nice catch by Jalen Reagor. Big play, obviously. But it was all for naught. They called illegal touching, and that touchdown gets taken away. So, that happens. Obviously, everything's bummed out. The Eagles come up. They go for a field goal. Say, okay, you get six. No, it gets blocked. It gets blocked. So the Eagles kick gets blocked. They get no points out of that drive. Momentum switch right there. You can feel it. The 49ers defense got very much into it, especially their front, and you don't want to see their front get into it because their front's already good as it is. They got into the game more. Eagles were just hanging on like, what happened? How does that happen? Like, you got to be kidding me, type of just mentality after that play, after that blocked field goal. That's a big, big, big point in this game. The Eagles answer defensively. The Eagles do answer defensively. Make a stop on the 49ers in the following drive that they got after that field goal miss. Eagles get pinned in their own 10. Here comes the play that everyone wants to talk about. The play that could have switched this game and even put the Eagles up more. But, as we all know, nothing happened. Jalen Hurts, this is something, before I get into this play, this is something I saw Nick Sirianni do a lot in the preseason, and it's when you're backed up, take a shot. You're backed up in your own end zone, you take a nice shot. And it's worked. And it worked here. Quez Watkins gets loose. Jalen Hurts throws a beautiful ball in front of him. He makes a catch, gets some speed, explodes away from the cornerback, and their safety, I think Jaquiski Tartt, made a tackle on him inside of the 10-yard line or 5-yard line. And, you know, nothing happened. You get a 91-yard gain from your own two, and you get nothing. I mean, that's almost impossible to do. Think about it. You get 91 yards on one play, and you don't come up with any points. We're going to talk about the entire drive, okay? As I just go through my notes here, the 91 yards obviously turns to no score. Their play, the play calling, this is where people have a problem with Nick Sirianni, and I still defend Nick Sirianni, saying that obviously he's a new coach. This is a very tough series for him. It's hard to defend something like this, a series of plays, I should say, like this, more than just an entire game plan and going into the game. But, man, it's tough. They run a pass play. It goes nowhere. They run a pass play. It goes nowhere. This is, I should say, almost forgot. This is after a 5-yard offside to bring them to the 1-yard line. Okay? Then they go run with Miles Sanders. That goes nowhere. Nowhere. It's fourth down. Now it's fourth down. You're on your own 4. What do you do? Do you try and run the ball to an option with Jalen Reagor? I'm sorry, Jalen Hurts. I'm all over the place with the Jalens. There's too many Jalens on this team. To be fact, it's too many Jalens. It's not my fault. Howie loves Jalen so much. Golly, where were we? Okay, Jalen Hurts read option maybe on fourth down. Kick the field goal for points. Don't let this be a embarrassing drive, which it was either way. Now, we're going to run a Philly special. We're on a Philly special with players that looked all over the place. The 49ers read it from the very beginning. Jalen didn't fool anybody standing there waiting for him to run, waiting for himself to run to the corner of the end zone. He was dead to rights. Greg Ward caught the ball, and he was immediately, and I mean this, immediately just stacked up. He couldn't even throw it. There's nowhere to go. Jalen, you're not going to have Jalen Hurts go up there and try to make a contested catch. The ball gets thrown out of bounds. They get no points. Obviously. Momentum definitely switches there. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. To the same extent, the coach is a new player, but that's inexcusable. As much as we want to say, that's an inexcusable series of plays. I'm okay with them throwing the ball at the goal line. It just needs to be more efficient. All that needs to be more efficient. Even the run plays need to be more efficient. You got to have better blocking, have better strategy. I mean, you could have snuck the ball four times if you wanted to. Now, Nick Sirianni did go into his presser. He mentioned a reporter. I forget the reporter that did ask the question of, why didn't you sneak the ball? And his philosophy is like, I don't like to sneak the football 1 yard and more. He likes to do it less than a yard, which I understand that. That's valid. It's a valid answer. But the alternative that we got was not good. It was embarrassing. That was an embarrassing series of plays for Nick and the whole offense in total. So that was the last bit of offense the Eagles really got. They didn't have anything else. That was it. It could have been. It should have been 17-0 at that point. And it wasn't. It was 3-0. 3-0. The Eagles had 204 yards of offense in the first half with 3 points. The 49ers had 64 yards of offense in the first half. And it just comes down to finishing your drives. I see the plays. I see the way he wants to work these players and get them involved and move them down the field. It works. They need to work on it in the red zone. And it's not always been bad. Not always been bad. But it's something definitely they can improve on. Hey, excuse me. We're going to head to the third quarter. Okay? This is where Jimmy Garoppolo and this offense for the 49ers become a little bit more alive. A little more energetic and get into the game. They realize they haven't played great. The Eagles' defense is playing very well. It's time to step on their throats. They're down 3-0 after nothing happens for the Eagles in back-to-back series where they absolutely should have scored at least 6 points, and they got none. So, Jimmy Garoppolo in the third quarter, they move down the field. They get about outside the red zone, throw a touchdown pass to Jameis? No, they threw a touchdown to Jameis, which is, I guess, a rookie on that 49ers team. I'm not really sure who that really was, but that's the thing with the Eagles. People score. We don't even know who they are. We're saying, wait, what's that guy's number? Wait, hold on. Google. Who's this? You know? That's just how the Eagles roll. You'll stop their top dogs in certain parts of the game, and you'll just see this guy just come out of the closet and, you know, whoa, who's this guy? You know what I'm saying? So it's tough, but it happens. Eventually, your team, which is a good team, it's a good defense, is going to be beat. If they're given so many chances to take a lead in the game where they shouldn't have, they're going to feel more pumped up. They're going to be ready for these plays and what you're going to throw at them. And they were. They were, and they succeeded on that easily, actually, in that first drive of that third quarter. Just a better play, and they got beat. It is what it is. Then the, how should I say it, end-all, be-all drive happened for the 49ers in that third quarter. It was honestly a very impressive drive. One of the best drives I've actually seen a football team run to maintain control that entire quarter, score, and just suck the life out of the Eagles. Offensively, defensively, coachability, everything. The fans sucked the life out of them. They went on a 16-play, 90-yard drive, and their defense was destroyed. The shoulders were low. They were bent over, exhausted. That drive lasted 9 minutes. It went from the end of the third into the start of the fourth quarter for about 3 minutes. It was an epic drive. A good mix of pass and run, and it was tough to see, but man, it was an impressive drive. So let's keep going here, though. Let's flip over to the other page we got here. We're talking about this fourth quarter because that's literally where we lead off. We lead off from that beginning of that drive, that third quarter, and to the end of that drive. That's where Kyle Shanahan got the better of John Gannon, perhaps. But John Gannon had a great, great game plan against these guys, and it worked. You're not going to shut out the Niners. You're not going to shut out any team in football. Under 20 points, you have a chance to win that game, and they did that. The defense played exceptional, except for the linebacker play. Wasn't the greatest. Lots of balls over the middle that can't get tackled, just chunk plays. That's where the chunk plays came from for the Niners, was over the middle to Deebo Samuel, Deebo Samuel. So, but the offense finally got some life for the Eagles in the fourth quarter. Not much of it, but some life. They had a couple nice screenplays. They finally got some Dallas Goedert in a play. He wasn't used. That was his first catch came in the fourth quarter. And I wonder why that is. It might just be how Jalen's seen the field. It could be game plan. It could just be, you know, how they want to use him today. But I absolutely should think that Dallas Goedert needs to be used more. And I don't think it's a stretch. He needs to be getting the ball more actively or attempt to get the ball more actively in a game like this. But once again, you can't expect big-time players to always have big-time games. The defense is going to game plan against them and shut that guy down. They did. They shut Dallas Goedert down. The reason he's not getting the ball is because he's not open. He's not open. It's not like Jalen Reagor's not throwing him the ball. He's in the middle of the field. That's the player he's going to see the most times in a snap. From the snap when he drops back into the pocket and looks across the field to find his read. That tight end's always going to be in front of him. More times than not. Not all the time, but more times than not. And today just wasn't his day. They locked him down. That's very good on the defensive side for the 49ers. I digress. The Eagles defense, again, played well in the fourth quarter. Just couldn't get off the field. They couldn't get off the field. A draining drive like that, they couldn't get off the field. They worked it all the way down to the very last 4 minutes. They got another touchdown. At that time, it was 14-3. They kicked a field goal. It's 17-3. The Eagles have to fight for their lives. And they do actually get a nice drive at the end of the game, just before the end of the game, before the 2-minute warning. Jalen Hurts ends up pushing it in for a rushing touchdown. A couple nice plays you do like to see. And again, the philosophy, like I was saying before, I should say philosophy, but what I see on the field, I see what his offense is. It's going to work. It's just winning those small battles as a coach that he didn't win today. And I'm sure he'll get better at that, absolutely, as the season gets on. So I wouldn't be flustered about this game. It's a game to keep your head high on. They played against a good football team that's projected to possibly win their division this season. Well, it's up there to win the division. So let's go over a couple stats from the guys that here. Hurts, 12 for 23, 190 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and 1 rushing touchdown. That was at the end of the fourth quarter. Nothing else big here. Quez Watkins had 2 receptions, the big 91-yard. He had finished with 117 yards. Devontae Smith only had 2 receptions, 16 yards. He was shut down too. Defense played good for the 49ers. They shut down the Eagles' air attack, and they forced Miles Sanders to run the ball, forced Gainwell to run the ball, forced Jalen Hurts to use his legs. Jalen Hurts at 82 yards rushing with his legs. I almost forgot to add that. Sanders was 13 for 55, no score. So it was a tough game for the Birds, definitely a tough game for the Birds, but it's something that you look back on, and obviously you see that couple drives, a couple drives at the end of the or beginning of the game that you definitely want back, early second quarter, you want back, and you could be up 17-0 against a good football team and take it home against these 49ers. But obviously it doesn't happen, and it hurts a little bit. It does hurt, obviously, as a fan. You want to see the team succeed. And you want to see them make those plays and make those correct reads and, progress themselves as a team, as a unit together. But there's going to be ups and downs in the season. It's a 17-game season this year. So it was very tough. But I liked what I saw. I wasn't disappointed other than a few drives. Excuse me, a couple plays. They played all right. Nobody on the team had a sack. There was no sacks for the Eagles. They did force 2 fumbles. Kayvon Walls kind of had a pretty hefty penalty when he hit, I think it was Jamichael Hasty. Was it Jamichael Hasty? On the ground after a run play. Hit him kind of almost helmet to helmet. Really got shoulder. And Fletcher Cox after the game said it sucked the life out of the team. And it kind of just sucked the air out of him. Was his words, I should say, quote unquote, sucked the air out of him. And yeah, it's a tough penalty, and it's a tough spot of the game. You have a chance to come back. They don't come back. It is what it is. Game's over at that point. But it was good to see it was good to see this team go through a challenge or go through a difficult series like that and see how they respond. Obviously, they didn't respond, but they stuck with their plan on what they wanted to do, and it absolutely worked. To an extent, you could see it can work. The 49ers countered easy. They didn't really have an answer for the 49ers defense on how they played them. But you could see that the pieces are there, what you want to do. The game planning was not stale. It didn't seem stale. It just got slowed down, but it didn't seem stale. It wasn't your usual inside zone, handoff, screen, slant. It wasn't something stupid. It made sense. It just didn't work. Sometimes better teams get better days off of you and have better games than you in certain Sundays. So that's really going to wrap it up for this podcast here in this Eagles-Niners game. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed in a couple drives and how the offense played in certain moments, especially in the red zone early. But it's a game you take away and say, you know what? It's not a bad loss. I would say 90% of fans, 95% of fans scheduled this as an L as soon as the season started. And an ugly L, possibly. They competed against a good team. That's all you can ask for. So I'm excited to see what they do next week against Dallas, which should be a fun one. But that's all I got for you guys, folks. If anybody has any comments, please let me know. Reach out to me. You'll see my Twitter. I'll tweet this out. It's Twitter at @XR_vision. You'll see me. My name's AJ Smith. You'll see it on there. Send me a tweet or whatever you got. So I appreciate everyone listening to this. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you have any feedback, once again, please just reach out. And I hope to get you guys a better podcast in the future. We're going to take it day by day. I'm back. try and do this full time with school and work. We'll make it work. So hope you guys have a fantastic day, and I'll be seeing you guys later.